Okay, we spent Wednesday and Thursday discussing Davar Sheina Miskaven. Today we're going to discuss Tysus' approach to Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. So before I begin, we're in the middle of Tysus. Before I begin, I'd like to make the definition of Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa clear to everybody, because without having a clear definition of it, it's very hard to get into the lumdis, although some people get into the lumdis without having a clear definition of it. Every malacha, all 39 malachas, have a tachlis or a te'eles which defines the malacha. Every one of the malachas has a tachlis or a te'eles which defines it. And what it is dependent on how you learn out of the Mishkan. It's not important for us how Chazal learned it. But every malacha has a tachlis. For example, carrying. If somebody carries, the tachlis of carrying is to bring something to the place where it's going. If someone carries his talis to shul, so the tachlis is to bring it to shul. If someone carries his keys to home, his tachlis is to get it to where it's going. Let's say you have somebody who, there's garbage in the house. The garbage can is full, he has a bag of garbage, he carries it out to the garbage can. That is a malacha shein tzricha lagufa. Why? Because he has no desire to have garbage in the garbage can. It's not that people have this tremendous need to have garbage cans full of garbage in front of their house. The need is to get the garbage out of the house. Once you get it out of the house, you put it into the garbage can. But the purpose of this carrying is not the normal purpose. The normal purpose of carrying, what defines the malacha, is to get the thing you're carrying to the place it's going. That's a malacha atzricha laguf. In the case of taking out garbage, your purpose is not to get the garbage to the place it's going. Your purpose is to get the garbage out of the place it's coming from. And that is a malacha shein tzricha lagufa. That is a malacha not for the purpose for which carrying was done in the Mishkan. The purpose which carrying was done in the Mishkan was primarily to get it to where it's going, and that's tzricha lagufa. And if it's for the purpose of getting it out of where it's coming from, that's not tzricha lagufa. So that, I think the concept of malach shein tzricha lagufa to everybody here should be a chiddush. Now, remember, we said, what's the din by malach shein tzricha lagufa? It's patur avalaser. Don't go home now and say, oh, you're allowed to take out the garbage. But still, even like Rav Shimon, it's only patur avalaser. But it's not a deraisa. Another example. If somebody puts out a flame, let's say a candle is burning, someone blows out the flame, he wants to go to sleep. There's light in the room and it bothers him, so he blows out the candle. Is that a malacha d'oraisa? Most people assume it is. That's not correct. Where was kibui done in the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishkan? It was done to create charcoal. Kibui was done to create charcoal, because charcoal was needed to be able to create a hot enough fire to melt metal. Kibui was done, how do you make charcoal? There are ways of burning wood and extinguishing it so that you're left with charcoal. If somebody blows out a flame because he wants it to be dark in the room, that's a malacha shein tzricha lagufa. It's a different tachlis than the tzuras hamalacha. The tzuras hamalacha of mechaber is to blow out a flame to create charcoal. In many homes, the husband erev Shabbos lights the candles and blows them out, so that the wick is singed, and then the wife can. It's easier to light. If someone did that on Shabbos, that would be tzricha lagufa. You're doing it to create coal. Charcoal means you're doing it to create the black burn at the edge of the wick. That would be tzricha lagufa. But other forms of kibui are malacha shein tzricha legufa. So it's not for the tachlis of the malacha as we define the tachlis. We define the tachlis in whatever manner we learn out of the Mishkan. It's not just the Mishkan. Hach tehavi b'mishkan chashiva, something in the Mishkan that had a chashivas. That's where we learn it from. And therefore, every malacha has a tzricha legufa, has a purpose. And that's why I told you last week that if you dig a hole and you want the sand, not the hole, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Normal people, we're not saying you're not normal. Normal people could want sand and dig a hole. We're not saying it's abnormal. We're just saying that that's not the tzuras ha-malacha, that's not the definition of the malacha. The definition of chayresh is digging in order to make a hole in the ground, to have a place to put a seed. That's the tzuras ha-malacha, that's the form. It's nothing to do with being normal or abnormal. It just has to do with the definition of the particular malacha that we're talking about. Now that's bederach hakdama, that's the definition of malacha in tzricha legufa. Today, what we're going to discuss in these two taisis is specifically the malacha of chayvel, making a chabura, which Taisus tries to define. Taisus brought Rashi Shita, we saw that on Thursday, that chabura is also mishum tzeveya, because you're dying. That Shita Taisus rejects. We probably won't have enough time to try to be ma'ayin into Rashi Shita. We're going to get now to Taisus Shita in the definition of chayvel. Now, don't bear in mind, the maisa chavala is easy. Chavala is you make a cut or you make a hole that causes someone to bleed. What we're working on to try to understand the malacha in Taisus now is to understand what is the form of the malacha. What about it is the tzura, is the form that gives it a shem malacha. And as we learn the Taisus, you'll see that that's what Taisus is looking for. We'll start from the third wide line in Taisus Dam Mifkid Pakid. Till here, Taisus rejected the Shita of Rashi, that it's Tzoveya. And Taisus says that he was the Shama Ein Lefarish, the Taimo Mishum Hakchasha, Shemach Lishai, Benaitel Ktsas Nishmasa. Taisus has a Hava Mina to say, the Tzura of Chavala is the fact that you're weakening someone. When you cause someone to bleed, you take away a little bit of their chios, you weaken them, and weakening the person who loses a lot of blood is weak. So the person who loses a little blood is a little weaker. So, Naitok Tzas Nishmasai, he says, no, it can't be. Why can't it be? Because in our Gemara it doesn't make sense. Why does it make sense in our Gemara? Why does it make sense in our Gemara? Because in our Gemara, you're interested in weakening the woman. No, nobody's interested in causing her to become weaker. You're not looking to make the woman weak. In other words, Taisus means, this is the way the Stipel explains Taisus. Taisus means it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. If you say that the malacha of chayvel is for the purpose of weakening the animal or weakening the person, so it makes no sense. By a woman, you don't want the woman to be weak. Taisa says, maybe you'll tell me you're right. It's a malacha shein tzricha legufa to be by a woman, and the malacha is weakening her. That's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Still, maybe Taisa means, maybe the Gemara means it's an issur d'rabbanan because chayvel. Maybe it's an issur d'rabbanan to be chayvel by dam besulin. Says you can't say that. Now, Gemara, you might want to say, "Abal gabe mila mashvedika issur d'raisa betzastam." But by bris mila, it's mashu from the Gemara that bris mila is an issur d'raisa. Damrina beperuk Reb Eliezer. The Gemara says like this: "Hai umna, umna, you know, means a professional. Here it means a mayel. Hai umna, this professional mayel, the loy mayitz who doesn't do mitzitza. Mitzitza." Is that after a mayel does the cutting of the chitach, the cutting of the foreskin, and the priya, he folds back the membrane, then he sucks some dam out of the wound. So the Gemara says, "Hay umna delay mayit sakantahu. If you don't draw blood from the wound, it's a danger. Umavri inamle. baby could be can have an infection because of that. It's a sakana to the baby. Umavrinan lay, and we take away his license to do bris milas. Mavrinan lay means we remove him from his position. If he doesn't do mitzitza, he can't do any more bris. So Gemara says pshita. Of course, it's a sakana. How do I know? Midikam mechalilin al Shabbos aleha. Since I'm mechal Shabbos on it, obviously it must be it's a sakana. Because otherwise, why would I be mechal Shabbos to do mitzitza? Mitzitza is chayvel. You're sucking out blood. So the Gemara answers, no. Ma'u detayim, I would have thought da mifkid pakin, that the blood of the bris milah is also mifkid pakin. That's what I might have thought. Kamash b'lan dechaburei michber. That the blood of a bris milah is a normal chabur. So that's what it says in the Gemara. Clearly, the Gemara is talking about an issa deraisa. Gemara is talking about an issa deraisa chaburei michber. V'yhava mishum hachlasha, lekechol shabbos, davalach shen sechol gufa. Deit sarach lachla shatinik. So Taisa says, you can't say that the Taich of Chayvel is to weaken the person. Because then it makes no sense by bris milah. You don't want to weaken the baby. It's not going to be a deraisa. So therefore, Taisus rejects the shita that it's for hachlosha. That's because you're weakened. Taisus says it can't be because you're not interested in it. And therefore, Nero lo rabbeinu tam lefaresh, toitzaz dam chashiva netilas neshama. Ki adam hu hanefesh. Because blood is life. Drawing blood, Taisus holds, is the definition of chayv. What's a tzricha legufa? Removing the blood from the body. By shchita, you shecht, you remove the blood from the body. So the Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam, shita is Rabbeinu Tam's maskana, is what's the malacha tzricha legufa of chayvel? Removing blood, drawing blood from a body. So let's say you hit somebody, you slap him, you cause him pain. That's not chayva. Chayva has to be drawing blood. And the tzricha legufa is to get the blood out of the guf. That's the malacha tzricha legufa of chayva, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Is Rabbeinu Tam sheet. What? All right, the question is, if you cause a black and blue mark, is that also called drawing blood? Because you're drawing blood within the body in one spot. If I looked Taisus Pashit, I would say no. I would assume that it means drawing the blood out. But you can say it either way. The idea is that you're drawing blood either out of the body or out of the circulation in the body. So what is Taisus saying? What's the malachat tzricha legufa by a bris milah on Shabbos? That you're drawing blood out of the baby. Okay. Now, let's understand. Let's try to compare drawing blood out of a baby and digging earth from a hole. Okay? By digging earth, we said you could have a purpose of the hole, or you could have a purpose of the earth. We said, tzricha leguf is, you want the hole. Okay. By drawing blood, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, what do you see from Taisus? Is the tzricha legufa that you want the blood? Or is the tzricha legufa that you want the blood not to be in the guf? Right. It seems from this taisvis that the malacha tzricha legufa has to fit into bris milah. By bris milah, you want the blood? Not interested in the blood. You just want the blood out of the body. Like wanting the earth out of the hole, so you want the hole. So from this Rabbeinu Tam, we see that the definition of netilas neshama is drawing blood. For the purpose of what? Because you want the blood? No. It's for the purpose of fixing the place the blood came from. That the body needs to not have blood. And you're drawing out the blood for the sake of the place the blood came from. So that is the definition of chayvel, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Drawing blood. And drawing blood for the purpose of, not the blood, but for the purpose of the place it came from. This is Rabbeinu Tam Shita in this taisus. Now let's jump down to the next taisus. And as Taifel points out, there's going to be a problem. L'damu tzarech v'shari, says Taisvis in Taimar, ha-psik reisha hu le'inyan ha-pesach, or halkav. Taisvis is talking here about which malacha? Chavala or binyan? What's Taisvis talking about? It's very easy to confuse. The first lashon of the Gemara talks about the malacha of Baina, so it holds damif kid pocket. The second lashon holds dam chaburi mechber. We're talking about chayvul. So again, Tosis and Tomer. Hapsik reishu linyan pesach. What does he mean? Which malacha? Bayin. Right? Tosis kasha is that when a man is bayil his wife, what kind of davar shein misgavin is it? It's a psik reishu. Tzarech loyve shiyach aloy tiyadam b'lo yasiyas pesach. Like we had Bikim Batia. So Tosis says, this is really a little more than Rashi. Rashi said you can do Atiya, there's no blood, no Pesach. He says it's possible there'll be blood and no Pesach. But Hirish Rabbeinu Tam. Now listen to Rabbeinu Tam. The same Rabbeinu Tam as the previous Tosfos. Hirish Rabbeinu Tam. Shetzarach leitzi adam shelo yislach leich pam acheres g'sheyibayil. Why does a husband care if there's dam by the first bia? So Tosfos has two pshat of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. We'll learn now Rabbeinu Tam. Why does a man want to get the dam besulim out in the first bia? Because he doesn't want, you know, when there's dam by the first bia, the dam can stain the sheet or could stain anything around. The person gets dirty, he gets blood on himself. So he wants that there shouldn't be dam by the later bias. So by the first bia, he wants to get out the dam. That's taish l'dam utzar. He wants to get the dam out. So it sounds fine, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. What's Rabbeinu Tam Shita? What's Shchai Chayvul? L'dam Utsar. He wants the dam. Frek Tais Akasha. Frek Tais Vis L'Pirushai L'Kamar D'Kamar Dam Chaburi Mechber. The second Lashon talks about Chabura Chayvul. L'dam Utsar Chaser. Afagav Davam Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa D'Shai V'Mokim Tzara. So Tais says D'Shai V'Mokim Tzara. What Tais is asking? Avagad damalach shein tzricha l'gufa. I'm sorry, it's part of the kasha. Avagad damalach shein tzricha l'gufa. D'shayim makim tzara. Aitamalach shein tzricha l'gufa, which were matir in certain cases, the cases of tzar. But what does Tosfos say? That this is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. What's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? Being bayil a woman and getting the dam out of her body. Tosfos says is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Explain. Why is it Moshein Tzricha L'Gufa? What's the Tzricha L'Gufa of Chayvul? Tosfos says, if you want to remove the dam from the woman's body, that's Moshein Tzricha L'Gufa. That means it's not for the normal Tachlis. What is the normal Tachlis? Sounds like Tosfos is saying, the normal Tachlis of Chayvul is because you want the blood. Normal Chayvul is, you give me someone a blood test, you draw blood. Or the Gemara says that animals, certain animals, eat, drink blood. So you want to draw blood from a cow to feed to an animal. So if you want the blood, it seems sometimes that's Tzricha L'Gufa. But by an Isha, you don't want the blood. You just want the blood to not be in the body anymore. So if you just want the blood to not be in the body, that's saying Tzricha L'Gufa. So what does it seem like from this Tosfos? That according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the tzricha l'gufa of the blood? Of drawing blood? Because you want the blood or because you want to fix the body? Again. There are two choices. Malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Chayvul. There are two choices. The malach is drawing blood. One choice is you want the blood. And one choice is you want to repair the body. You want the blood out of the body. Which one does Rabbeinu Tam mean? Which is Tzricha L'Gufa? Wanting the blood or wanting to fix the body? So what does it seem like from this Tosfos? What? Tosfos asks, it's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. That means Tosfos is saying, it's only Tzricha L'Gufa if you want the blood. Because by the Isha, it's a Tzricha L'Gufa. That's what it sounds like from this Tosfos. The Tzricha L'Gufa, the normal Malach of Chayvul, is that you want the blood for your purposes. That's the spirit of the previous Tosfos. The previous Tosfos said by Mitzitza, by Bris Mila, it's Tzricha L'Gufa. It's Tzricha L'Gufa by Bris Mila. There also, you don't want the blood by Mitzitza. You don't want the blood, you just want it out of the body. Here Tosfos says by Dam Besulim, when you're taking the blood out, no, that's ain't Tzricha L'Gufa. Isn't it exactly the same as Mitzitza? You don't want the blood, you just want the blood out of the body. The two Tosfos seem to contradict each other. One, the previous Tosfos held that by mitzitza, it's a melacha tzricha l'gufa, taking out blood. And this Taisa says, by besula, it's a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, taking out blood. What's the difference? In both cases, you don't want the blood. You just want to repair the body. What's going on? So this kasha, the Rishash really asks. The Rishash has a very hard time. He says, oh, maybe the previous Taisis is going like Rabbi Yehuda. This Taisis is going like Rabbi Shimon, Loshin Tzilgul Vespat. But like the Stifler says, it makes no sense. There's no reason to say one Taisis Rabbi Yehuda, one Taisis Rabbi Shimon. This is the problem in the stira between the two Taisis. And again, it all comes down to understanding the basic idea in Dine Shabbos, which we're not so familiar with, that every malacha has a defining tachlis. And you have a choice. Either you say the tachlis of chavalah is you want the blood, or you have a choice, the tachlis of chavalah is you want to fix the body. It's one or the other. There's one tachlis to every malacha. So which one is it? If you say mitzitzah is d'oraisa, it must be that fixing the body is considered a tachlis. If you say dam besulim is a melach shein tzricha l'gufa, it must be that you want the blood is the time. This is the spirit of this. But not in the kasha. He says ulapirushai lekaman dekamer dam chaburei mechber. Like the second lashon which is going out tzchayvul iladamu tzarik vasa agam melach shein tzricha l'gufa deshayvak and sarah. So in the kasha that is going the second lashon dam chaburei mechber. This is the problem which the Rishash, the Stipler, the Beis Yaakov, they all present this problem, and there are a number of ways to try to answer it. Reb Shimon's Mahalach is the Mahalach that's most mistaver to me, and I'll share with you Reb Shimon's Mahalach. It's in the Chidushim here in Siman Hei, and it's a Chiddush, but it explains this well. And I think I once told you, if someone says a chiddush to answer a kasha, it's said in the name of Reb Chaim, that if you have a good teretz to a kasha, it doesn't make the teretz true, just because it answers the kasha. Because there might be a different teretz to the kasha. Right? You see someone bringing an umbrella. So you say, oh, it must be it's going to rain today if you brought an umbrella. Could be. But it could be you brought the umbrella because he's returning it to somebody. It could be, right? It could be other teretz. If you have other rayas, if it answers, fits in another place, that's a raya yisayit is true. So first I'll see Reb Shimon's yisayit to answer here, and then I'll show you that it's emes in other places as well. Reb Shimon says what's really a very big chiddush. He says that most malachis involve a maisa and have only one tachlis, one purpose that makes it tzricha l'guf. Carrying, like blowing out a candle. Most malachis can only have one tachlis to be tzricha l'guf. However, when you have a malacha which involves separating two things from each other, when you have a malacha which involves drawing something out of something else, like chayvel, which involves drawing blood out of a body, he says, then you could have two tachlis hamalacha, which are both tzricha l'guf. Whether it's for the sake of the thing you're removing, blood, or for the sake of the body. It just has to be that the separation is a tikkun, it repairs. Either what? The malacha of chayvel is separating blood from the body. Separating the dam from the guf. That's the malacha. Now, you could have cases where that's an improvement for the blood. Let's say you want to do a blood test. So pulling the blood out of the body makes the blood usable. In that case, that's a malacha d'oraisa. You're doing it because the separation is an improvement for the dam. Or you could have that the separation is an improvement for the body. That the body, let's say by bris milah, the body has this blood, it's likely to get an infection. You're drawing out the blood because it improves the body. If the separation improves either one, whether it improves the thing you're removing or the thing it's coming from, that improvement is tzricha l'gufa. So that basically, by any malacha that involves pirud, separating, you could have two types of tzricha legufa. You could have a tzricha legufa, which is for the sake of the blood, the thing that's being pulled out, or a tzricha legufa, the thing that remains. Either way, it's tzricha legufa, provided that it's in a, that the separation improves one or the other. And there's a raya to this, because it's a beferish gemara in Shabbos, that if someone draws blood from his animal to feed his dog, he's chayiv. It's a deraisa. There you're drawing the blood for the sake of the blood, and it's a beferish gemara that you're chayiv. And yet, there's another beferish gemara that mitzitza is also chayiv. Tais is brought. By mitzitza, you don't want the blood. Elamai, Sir Chaim says, it must be that any time you separate two things, if it's an improvement for either one to be separated, that's the definition of malachat tzricha legufa. If you think about it, you'll see it's a davar amistavar. The tzricha legufa is the fact that it's separated. And the fact that it's separated makes that it's a malachat, that's the malachat. Memela, says Rav Shimon, it's not a stira, the two taisis. When you want the blood, it's tzricha legufa. And when the body benefits from being separated from the blood, it's tzricha legufa. In the first taisis, he talked about mitzitza. The body is not good with this blood. We have to get this blood out of the body. It could be carrying infection. That's a tzricha legufa. The separation is necessary for the body. By dam besulim, however, is there anything wrong with the body if it has blood? If it has blood, no. The body is not improved by removing the blood. The body, the gufa isha, is fine with the blood, without the blood. There's no improvement to the body. He wants it shelo yislach leich pam acheres. He wants it so the next bia he shouldn't get dirty. But it's not because the body is not healthy with dam. If he could do something and make the dam stay there forever, and he'll be able to do a bia every time without yislach leich, he'd leave the dam there. He's not interested. The body doesn't need the dam removed. He just needs it removed for a totally side reason. It doesn't improve the body. It doesn't improve the blood. He needs it. Shalei yislach leich pam acheres. It's going to get in his way next time. That's ein tzricha legufa. That is ein tzricha legufa. Because it has to be that the separation is an improvement for one or the other. This is Reb Shimon's explanation, his answer to the stira, the two taisis. Now let me give you another example of where this fits. I think the Stipler, when he brings this idea down, mentions this. Here's another malacha, Bairer. You're all familiar with the malacha of Bairer, right? What is Bairer? If you have a mixture of let's say raisins and nuts, and you don't like raisins, you only like nuts, so you're not allowed to separate them. Not allowed to separate them. You're allowed to do it if you're eating it. You can take nuts and eat them. But let's say you don't plan to eat it. It's Leil Shabbos, you want to serve it the next day. So you're not allowed to separate the raisins from the nuts. Now, to be a deraisa, is there any difference if you pull the nuts out of the raisins? Or the raisins out of the nuts? I assume you all understand which one is the preferred one. Well, some people like raisins better than nuts, I don't know. And I would say rocks and nuts, but rocks are muktzah anyway on Shabbos. It's not a good example. I'm saying raisins and nuts, okay? You have raisins and nuts, and you want to separate. Is there any difference if you pull the nuts out of the raisins or the raisins out of the nuts? There's no difference. You all know it's a difference when you're eating. If you want a miyad, you have a heter. If you're eating, you can take the oichel metech apsailis to eat. But let's say you're doing it in advance, which is in malacha deraisa, bayra. It's a malacha deraisa whether you separate the good from the bad or the bad from the good. Either way, it's a malacha deraisa. If you're a lamdin, you'll say no. When I pull the good from the bad, I want the thing I'm taking. That's tzricha legufa. I want the thing I'm taking. When I pull out the bad from the good, I don't want the thing I'm taking. Let that be a malach shein tzricha legufa. Why don't we say that? Now, when is Bayer Adairaisa? When I take away the thing I want. I pull out the thing I want. So what I take, I want. That's a Melachah Tzricha L'Guf. But if I take the thing I don't want, maybe that shouldn't be a Melachah Adairaisa. That's not the Tzura of the Melachah.
That is Bayer.
What?
What's Bayer?
Bayer is separating whether it's good from bad or bad from good. Either way, it's Bayer.
What I'm saying is if you take the good from the bad, then it's what you want now. It's not Bayer whatsoever. It's not even Bayer.
That's only if you do it Derech Achila. If you take with your hand to eat, that's not Bayer. But it's not that Bayer is mutter. It's that Bayer is only, it's that Derech Achila, you're allowed to take things and eat them, the good from the bad. When you do it in advance, which is the Malacha Bayer, there's no difference good for bad or bad from good. So I'm asking you why. Make up your mind. What is Tzricha L'Gufa? Either you want what you take or you don't want what you take. Which one is the Tachlis? Subscription and no. The Malacha is separated. The Hafrada of the two. It doesn't matter if you pull the raisins out of the nuts or you pull the nuts out of the raisins. The Malacha is separating them. So if the Malacha is separating them, what's the difference which one you're separating from which what? The Malacha is that you're separating one from the other. It's separating one from the other, that's... What would be an example of a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa by Bayer? What would be an example of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? Think of an example.
Different color.
I would have to think of it. I don't know. Yeah.
Different color cakes on the platter. Different colors also consider rare. So even though it's the same type of cake, it's still considered rare. So I want this different type of cake. Also not straight from the book, because I could have taken the other one.
Okay. I don't want to get sidetracked. But this is, again, it fits in beautifully with the Rav Shimon. There's something else that is a tremendous tumul in the Paiskim. And according to Rav Shimon, it's very good. There's a malacha of gozeis. What is gozeis? Anybody know?
Sharing.
Sharing with S-H-E-A-R. Share, not S-H-A-R-E. Not the kind of thing you don't do with your brother. It's the kind of thing you do to sheep. Shear. S-H-E-A-R, right? Shearing wool. So shearing wool is the malacha. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had wool. They had goat hair. So they had to cut it off the animal. What is the malacha Tzricha L'Gufa of shearing wool? It's getting the wool. Problem is, Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch that if you give someone a haircut, you're chayiv mishum gozeis. Or if you trim your nails, you cut your nails, you're chayiv mishum gozeis. It says chayiv. Chayiv means it's deraisa. Chayiv means it's deraisa. So all of the mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, they jump on this machava. What do you mean chayiv? It's a malachah shein tzricha l'gufa. It's a malachah shein tzricha l'gufa. He doesn't want the hair. Gozeis is you want the wool. Here, he's not interested. A person cuts takes a haircut, he's not saving his hair. Why is that chayiv? It should be Moshe and Tzichel Gufa. It's the same thing as digging a hole for the earth. Just here, the malach is that you want the wool that comes off the sheep. So when a person takes a haircut, why is he chayiv? And this is such a shtark akasha that the Magen Avraham says, it must be talking in a case where a person is taking a haircut and he wants to save the hair. A person is cutting his nails, and who wants to save his nails when he cuts his nails? They're like the doichik of the teretz, is obvious. How could it be chayiv? A person saves his hair. A person saves his fingernails. The Gra asks the kasha too, on the page of Shulchan Aruch, and he says, this mechaber must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, everyone has a hard time with this. What do you mean, this mechaber is going like Rabbi Yehuda? We pass on like Rabbi Shimon. This mechaber is going like Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Gra? You see, the Gra had a very hard time with it. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a long bare halacha on this, which I believe we're going to discuss when we get to Davam. According to Reb Shimon, it's very good. According to Reb Shimon, when you give a haircut to a person or to a sheep, you're separating the hair from the animal, just like when somebody's chayvel, you pull the blood out of the animal. When you give someone a haircut, you're separating two things. The hair and the animal are attached to each other, and you're making them be not attached. Hafrada. You're separating them. What's Rav Shimon's side? That any malacha, with the tzura of the malacha, is to separate two things. By chayvel or by rib, and now guys says, if the malacha is to separate two things, you can have two tzricha lagufis. It doesn't matter if you want the thing you're pulling off, as in the case of the wool, you want the wool. Or in the case of a haircut, where you want what remains to look nice. You want it to be free of the hair. Either way, it's tzricha l'gufa, because any malacha where the tikkun is hafrada, separating two things, the malacha is either way. Either way that you're separating. If you look in the stipler, I think he's saying this. It goes to Rav Shimon's Yisai. The stipler in Simen Gimel Ayis Beis brings down the Rivash is the one who discusses this. Could be he is, does mean this, could be he doesn't, but certainly it's what Rav Shimon is saying. That a hafrada, each one is a tikkun. So as I told you in the beginning, Rav Shimon says a Yisai. But it more than answers just this case. It answers Bairer, it answers Geizes, and probably if we'd be learning Masechta Shabbos, I'm guessing that we would find other places that it would answer Shverakai. So this is Rav Shimon's Yisayid in Chayvel, and in the definition of Tzricha L'gufa as it applies to these malachas. Now, of course, the Re at the end of Taisus argues anyway. This is all an explanation of Rabbeinu Tam. The Re argues, and he says, L'damu tzarech lirais imhi besula. The Re apparently holds that you have to want the dam itself. So the Re says a different shit. There's no explanation of Rabbeinu Tam. In theory, you take a haircut and it does not improve the way you look. It does not improve the way you look. Let's say somebody has lice in their hair or something. They take a haircut. Or theoretically, if you're taking it before Sfira, it doesn't improve the way you look. It's just because of the future. So it's not a kasha. Could be it's not. Could be it's taken out of law. That's a moshe tzricha l'gufa. The part of Allah. Rav Shimon is explaining Rabbeinu Tam. The Re holds up a different shot. Yeah, according to that, you want the blood. You want actually to have the blood to see it. The problem is you still have to answer mitzitza, and it's still a bit of a problem. Okay, it's impossible to move on without mentioning the Rambam Shita, because it's a pretty famous Shita. The Rambam Shita in Chayvel, what do we have so far? Tziveya, Machlish Hagof, and Netilas Dam. The Rambam Shita is a Mechudish Tika Shita. He says that Chayvel is a tilde of Dosh. Dosh, Dalet Shin. What is Dosh? Dosh is threshing. What is threshing? Threshing is separating a kernel is in chaff, pulling the kernel out of the chaff, pulling something out of the thing it was in. That's Dosh. Removing something from within something else where it was originally. That's the malacha of dash, also known as mefarek. Mefarek means to separate. So when you squeeze an orange for orange juice, you squeeze a grape for grape juice, the issue there, we call it schita. Schita is a telda of dash. Schita is a telda of dash. It's taking something from within and you're removing it. Zakhtar Rambam, Chayvel is the same thing. You're removing the blood from a person. It's Azdam, is Chayvel, is Dash, And that is the malacha of chayvul b'chaveira. Dash, drawing blood, is a malacha of dash, and therefore it's a deras. Now you have to remember, you can't ask a kasha in the Rambam, maybe it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Because I told you in the beginning on Tuesday that the Rambam alone, Paskins, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, is Chayiv, is Deraisa. In case it's confusing to you, you just have to remember that the Palm said a guy could be Sevech on the Rambam. Right? The guy could just strike a match on Shabbos, because the guy could be Sevech on the Rambam. Stories help you remember things. If you forgot the story already, I have no hope for you, But stories help you remember. The guy, right, was striking a match. He asked Eisen Moshe Tzricha L'Gufa. It's not their Eisen. So Rambam said that the guy could be Sevech on the Rambam. What does that mean? The Rambam holds Moshe Tzricha L'Gufa is their Eisen. So when you talk about Dosh, you say here you don't need the blood. It's not an issue according to the Rambam. So the Rambam holds Moshe Tzricha L'Gufa is their Eisen. So at any rate, the Rambam Shita is that Chayvel is Chayv Mishum Dosh. The problem with that is, how do you learn the Gemara? Yibayilahu ma'al libal b'tchilu b'shabes da mifkid pakid echaborei mechber. What's the problem? Like the Rambam. If da mifkid pakid, what should be? Shalosu b'chayim. Who cares if it circulates in the body or if it sits there? Who cares where it is? The whole Gemara seems to not make sense. If you hold Chayvel is taking away the strength of the person, or take away some of his neshama, the tilas neshama, because the blood is the life of the person. I understand, it's the blood which gives him chiyus that counts. But if you say it's just removing, so even if Dabif get pocket, it should be the same thing. It's not just not the derech. Whereby you mean by
grapes? Because
it's oimid, like that's what the derech for. Yeah.
It makes sense. Like
grapes, there is a eschita. It's just the opposite. Just the abzeis of adav, and there is eschita. I think that's not the derech. Furthermore, there's a gemara in Shabbos of Tzadikei. That if you milk a cow on Shabbos, the malach is dash. You milk a cow, it's dash. Now, you don't have to be a genius to know that the milk does not circulate in the blood system of the cow. The milk sits in the udder, it's mifkid pocket. And the Gemara seems to say that it's chayav mishum dash, milking a cow. So what's the difference between taking the milk out of the udder of the cow and the dam besulim out of the isha? What's the nafkamina?
Maybe it's because the milk is really dam.
If it's mifkid pocket, but it still doesn't circulate. The body comes originally from dam. Dam nek arvinas echol.
So now, you know, just taking more dam and putting it back in the udder, whereas dam besulim, once it's out, it's out.
That milk which you remove, also once it's out, it's out.
Yes, but you're replacing more. It's going to be replaced. Shaken by the down the sleeve, it doesn't once it's out, that's it. Nothing's coming back in its place, except by the time.
I don't think it matters if more comes or more doesn't come. I don't think that should make a difference. The Michas Chinuch has a section in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, which is the first volume, called Maisach HaShabbos, which is on the Lamed Tes Malachis. And in the Malacha of Dash, he struggles with all of these issues and more. But the Rambam Shita that it's Dash is Mefarek. And goes into the issue of the milk a little more. Mapis Mursa, which we'll get to on Vav, removing pus from a pus pimple if it's mefarek. And However, the Chassam Sofer, he put the Meches Chinuch, he goes through more than one Hava Mina. However, the Chassam Sofer in Al-Sugya says a Pshat, which is probably, it's hard to say one Pshat is more emes than another, but he says a Pshat, which is a nice explanation of the Gemara. So Sofer says that Schita or Dosh is only when you remove something that's absorbed in something else. It's totally absorbed, such as the juice in a grape, or the milk in a udder. If you hold this chayim shum dosh, it's actually machleit this dosh. But it's absorbed. It's absorbed. It has to be squeezed out. It has to be removed through separating. Even the wheat in the sheaf, it's also totally absorbed in the sheaf. It's enclosed in the sheaf. That's dosh. Let's say you have a container of milk, and you remove the cover and you pour out the milk. That's not dosh. Dosh is not dosh. You have one thing sitting in something else. You have something sitting in something else, and you just remove the lid and it comes out by itself. That's not dosh. Dosh is that you squeeze it out. When you squeeze it out, that would be dosh. Such as threshing. What is threshing? Right? They used to have animals walk on the sheaf. They used to bang it with sticks. That's how they thresh. Today they do threshing by banging. They do it with machines. But they have to bang it to pull it out to separate. Anything you have to bang or squeeze to separate is dosh. It says, but metzias by anisha is not that way. The dam besulim, as soon as the skin covering it is removed, the dam besulim flows out on its own. It does not require, it doesn't get squeezed out. It comes out on its own. So he says it's a metzias thing. That if you hold dam ifkid pocket, the pshat is, it's like removing the lid of a container and the dam comes out. And that's why it's not schita, it's not dosh. So tutsad, this is an obviously an in-between metzias, like I mentioned with the Chassam Sofer last week. It's an in-between metzias. It comes out, but it's a little absorbed. It's somewhere in between. The question is, does it qualify? The tzad of dam ifkid pocket is that it qualifies. It doesn't really need to be pressed to be removed. And that's so adequate. If it's absorbed in a sponge, because the sponge needs to be squeezed out. This, again, he's explained to Metzias Advarim that if you remove the top layer, it comes and flows out on its own. Maybe the reason is because of the blood pressure in the body that it flows out on its own. I'm not sure. But it doesn't require... What? But Damif Gid Pocket, he's saying that removing blood is dosh. But the blood which circulates in the body requires... it depends. There's some places where a person bleeds also where it flows very quickly. But most places, it's a certain amount of pressure that makes it bleed. Well, he's saying Chayvel is a Toldo of Dash. He's saying Chabura is a Toldo of Dash. So what Shaykhim? So we'll have to talk about something. But
why isn't it Bayer?
Why is every Dash not Bayer? Right, this is a legitimate question. Let me just close the page. This is the Rambam Shita. It's Mefarek, it's Dash. We'll probably get back to it by Mapis Mursa. But it's important you have to know the Rambam Shita because it's a Yeduitic Shita. Now, the question you're asking, where do you draw the line between Dosh and Bayer, is a difficult question. There are actually three malachas that involve separating. Dosh, Bayer, and Merakeh. And what is the definition, what defines one as Dosh, and what defines one as Bayer? So I believe that Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that Dosh is something that's done in producing things. Like when you produce flour, first thing you do is you thresh the chita. Or when you produce grape juice or wine, you squeeze the grape. That's dosh. Bayer is something that's not done by the producer. It's something that's done by the consumer. When a person gets something, is ready to use it, there's certain requirements of separating. Dirt, pebbles fall into your things, you have to separate it. It's something which is done by a consumer. Rav Moshe's mechalek in a nut. An almond has two peels. It has the hard peel. When you buy almonds in the store with peels on them, it has a hard peel. And on top of that, it has a green, mossy type of a peel, which you never see, because when you get it, it's not on it. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, there are almond trees all over the place, all over many places. You can see it. You won't recognize it unless someone tells you it's an almond tree. By the Holy Land Hotel, where they have that big model, there's this big almond tree. At least it was there 25 years ago. That's the first time I saw an almond, the way it grows. So Ramesha says, if you take off the outer peel, that's dash. If you take out the second peel, that's bayer. Because the outer peel was the derech to do when you produce it. The lower peel was the derech to do by the consumer. It could be that's changing nowadays because people don't have the patience and time to peel almonds. So nowadays you buy it already totally peeled. But Ramesha gives an example of a nut. I don't know if he's talking about an almond or a different nut. That's not, that, there could be other shittas in the difference. I'm just trying to answer your question. Why a peel is bayer b'chlal? Why it's not bayer? Okay, I think just we're getting too sidetracked. I don't want to get into the issue of buyer. You're asking why is it squeezing an orange, not buyer? Because it's pretty orange, not by a producer. Here, how do you define producer and consumer? Okay, good. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But Al-Kaponim, these are the sheetas that we had. All right, tomorrow our focus will be on the Malacha Mekalkel. Another big sugya which has to do with the bottom two tzitzis, so please make sure you do the second lashon, and we'll get to it.